Good morning. We are up to Tav Chuf Gimel. The Hachana. Aser lefois alavasha olishcha biyonto v'tzarach machar. It's aser to go ahead and to bake or cook or anything for the next day. Afilu Shabbos or yomtov. Even if afilu shayomtov mishavas shana. Even for Shabbos, unless you have a erev tashilin, or for the second day yomtov, or for even for 2 days of shana, which you say is one. Yom Arichta, it's one long day. Afalpike, it's still also to prepare to do melacha for the next day. Aval memale isha kedera basar avavisha enetzvicha elachaticha achas. Now there is a bit of a harama. It's not really a harama. We'll see about that. Someone could do. Is that you can go ahead and first of all, of course, number one is I'll explain this and whatever. If you have a bunch of pieces of meat, you only need one for Shabbos lunch or for Yom Tov lunch. You're allowed to put in a whole bunch of pieces to get a whole bunch of pieces, and even though you'll have left over and you'll have it for the night. You're allowed to do that because the more pieces are in the pot, the better the one piece will cook. So therefore, it's not a straight harama. It's that it's mishabeach the food, and if you have extra. So therefore, that would be mutter. But they say that if it's something which is like a fia, you want to bake an extra 20 cookies or something like that, that would be a problem because they're not baking. It doesn't one doesn't help the other by cooking meat and stuff. It's a better dish. And all just the same way, if it's something's whole, like a whole chicken, even though you need part of the chicken, it's a whole chicken. You don't have to cut it up. Whatever, you're allowed to go ahead and cook a whole chicken of alkopanim, but the pshat is that it's a bit of a harama, but there's a tzarech la'ayom also, so it's okay. Agav v'chol shekein yishayach lishchit v'shein tzarech l'kazayis. Right there, it's pasha b'shchita because what are you going to do? You say, oh no, whatever. You have a little piece of meat, you're allowed to shech the whole animal. Chen yichol levash har b'kaderes le'echol mikol achas me'at, and also you are allowed to go ahead and make a bunch of pots and eat just a little bit. This gets a little bit, this is a little bit controversial, because the question is, are you, number one, is Shaila is, can you go ahead and have straight kavana to go ahead and to, I'm cooking for the night, and you're going to go ahead and, let's say, an hour before Shkia, everyone has like a little, you go ahead and take a little piece of everything. So if you go ahead and you have mamish have like a little like shalosh shittos type thing, and you have like a small meal and give your kids a piece of potato kugel, like actual pieces, so they're not hungry, all right, seder, there's no problem. But the thing is, even if for the rest of everyone, because you're using it now, but if you're not giving out portions, you're just taking a little bit, a little bit from each thing, so then, when the Ramah says that that's okay. However, we're talking about if you're going to eat it by Chasidus Shacharis, by the main meal, you're going to give a little bit out for everything. And also, point out that we're talking about where it's a bunch of different dishes. But if it's one dish, let's say you make a huge batch of potato kugel and you make a few pans, and you take a little bit from each pan, that's not going to help. Because that's pasha that you made extra, so therefore you're allowed to just go ahead and eat a little bit. However, there are those who are machmir because it seems like it's a straight harama. Mishur brings those bring acharonim who are machmir that if you have let's say by the meat. That just to go ahead and just to eat a little bit before Shkia, listen, if you did it, but you shouldn't do it, l'chachila, you shouldn't do it, the oil is makel, although yesh machmir, it's better not to do it if you can avoid it. Let's say if you realize that, oh my gosh, I don't have enough food, and it's going to be it's going to be really late, whatever, and you want to, you know, so fine, so, you know, you can, I guess you can, you know, person could be samech on it, achol panim, and but for chol, for if you want to do it for yom chol, that already is a bit more chamor. Medavka kodem, back to the shulchan, I think kodem achila. That's only before you eat your meal you're allowed to do it. Avol achar achila eino lechol levashel lomar echol enu kazayis. After the meal, you can't. You know, the wife can't go ahead and cook something and say, here, take a kazayis. The havi harama. That's a sfeit harama. Sfeit haramas. We're not matir. Let's say, you know, like I said, but let's say she realizes that it's a long day. Shavuos. It's a long day, and they ate early, and so she wants to. And there's no more food. Her kids are hungry, so she wants to put up food. That would be okay. You know, because you're doing it for them, even though if you have kavana for the night also, even though it's before achila, I mean, you're actually going to have a meal out of it, not just, you know, take a few bites. Yom avro bishla shachta mutter la'achal, if Shitaka did it and was making, it's mutter to go ahead and eat it. This comes out funny. Shura points out it does come out funny that here mazid it can be more makel than the harama. Harama could be that those who are even more makel because you shouldn't do haramas. You did mazid. Okay, fine. So we'll be matir. Chupanim. But if Taka, I remember once it was 2 days and we tried cooking and the food didn't, and we only realized that the food, we put it up and we realized the food didn't cook, you know, so what do you do, try eating, yeah, it was all shayla. You have to be careful playing around with these things.
What's the sign?
We put food up, but we ate the food all late and didn't cook well, and the food didn't cook well before Shkia.
Okay.
So it's on Yom Tov, but we couldn't eat it on that day. it wasn't edible. It's b'di'avid. They tried. It's not also, you know, okay, it's mutter la'ochla b'di'avid. It was b'di'avid.
What's the shiur of le'echol b'tzad? You have this concept of e'eshel of
kazayis. It seems like a kazayis. That's Losh Shulchan Aruch is. She can't give a kazayis. So means a kazayis.
So if she eats a
kazayis
from it, it should be okay.
Well, no, it's even more than
a meal.
No, it has to be more. Listen, right? If it's a bunch of dishes, you're right. She doesn't have to eat a huge piece from each thing. But the point is that if you have one dish, you say, here, take a kazayis. That's not enough. It has to be like you're actually eating something. More than, it's not a shirachila. It's more than a shirachila. It's more of a. Because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that Aval Achar Achila Eini Yichol Vashel V'Lomer Oichol Amenu Kazayis. So if it's before Shachar, right? If it's before Shacharis and by the meal, it could be even less than the Kazayis. You're being toim it; it's okay. But if it's after the meal, the Harama is very clear. Then actually, you have to actually eat something. Ve'if Mali Nachtom Chavis Shel Ma'im Aval Pish Einu Tzarich Ela Lekiton Echad. That a nachton can go ahead and fill a whole pot of water to cook. He only needs one keton. I go about tzarich lahasim akol eitzel eish v'sham achas. But you have to put all the water by the eish at one. About also lahoisif in kvar hachavis eitzel eish tirchah shul tzarichu. But you can't add more. By basar you're allowed to add more because it's mashbiach. But by water, putting more water in. Doesn't make it, you know, doesn't, you know, how much water you have in the pot. You're allowed to go ahead and fill an urn, whatever it is you want to, you know, you need hot water, you're allowed to fill the whole thing. That's okay. But if you filled half and it's getting hot, you're not allowed to go ahead and be, you know, this is, you know, b'cheshbon for tzarech halayla, you know, you're not allowed to go ahead and, you can have like a cup of tea or whatever. And most of the tzarech halayla, you're not allowed to just add more once it's, you know, once it's hot, stop, add more. Because it's extra tircha, l'tzar halaylo.
Unless it's Shabbos and you have an
Erev Tashilin? Erev Shabbos, Erev Tashilin, right, yeah, but that's, yeah, right. Talvin b'yantav. This is really more the dinim of a bit of teichin on yantav. Dachin is a talvin kedarkin. You're allowed to go ahead and smash or grind up, pulverize is a good word. Talvin kedarkin shim yodu chaysam ibayim yafik taman. That if you go, because by spices, you know, anyone knows that they, if you have fresh spices, you know, it tastes much, much better, have more flavor than the ones you buy in the store, which are, you know, whatever, how long they're sitting around. They actually taste better. So if it's normal for, you know, people to go ahead and to do fresh spices, then you can do it on Yom Tov, Toichin even. Aval melach, eidom nidach bi Yom Tov, you can't grind up melach. Unless you like tilt it or you do it in some shinu, you're allowed. You don't have enough. You know, you have a big thing of salt. You want to smash it up. You have to do it with a shinu. Shachak hamelach me'erev yamtav lo yofik tamo, because melach doesn't lose taste. But ein shachakin es a pilpilin lo sachargo berichaim shalahem mushum dehavik uvdin dechol. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you have a pepper grinder, is that the? Because technically, a pepper grinder would be fine for Yom Tov. It tastes much better, so that would be okay to use. But it could be. I'm not sure if when it says Ein Shochin as a pilpulin b'yichayim shalahem, is it talking about like a professional grinder, and they have a special, you know, that wouldn't be, or maybe no, even pepper grinder might be uvdin dechol. I'm not sure. However, you can go ahead and you can go ahead and grind the pepper and crush them. Better term that you can crush them like anything else. The Ramah says the minig is still to do a bit of a shinui. However, you would do a shinui. I don't know, if you have a mortar and a pestle, maybe push it up instead of pushing. I don't know, whatever the shinu is going to be, came very lahoros that you shouldn't go ahead and do that. Right. So therefore, there is a heter to go ahead and to we'll see in a second. Of teichin and yamtev, because it's torah chachila, the hechsher oichlam, it is mutter, like we had by Bishul. But let's see, mutter lahoilich. Mutter laholich tavlin madoch etzem aducha. You're allowed to go ahead and even carry tavlin or the mortar or maducha etzon. You can go ahead and carry these things in Mishnah Rabbim. Feel derech Mishnah Rabbim. Avav Mishnah Efsher laholicham erev yantiv. Still, this is considered letzarech, and that's okay. You're allowed to carry even if it's not, you know. Not as far as I mean, like for it means for after Yom Tov, but for something even some sort of tarach and Yom Tov, it's fine. Not sure. The Shabura says the chashin do a mamalech v'yoduch. Maybe it's, we're talking about a situation where it's not something you need 100%. You're allowed to carry. You're allowed to take it. Let's say you're going to someone's house. Take some.
I'm sure.
You want to cook over there, so you might need it. But you can't say 100%. You know, ain't kodeshin harifos machteshes gedola. You can't crush rifa. I'm not sure what rifa says. That is with a big machteshes. Yeah, I don't remember what I thought it was stocks, but I don't remember. But kochi machtesh is katana, but you're allowed to use a small crusher. Shazehu ashinu shalav, that because it's usually done. These are big things, and they're usually done in large on a large kli. It's a, yeah, that's what I thought. It's wheat. It's kernel with the kernels and the stalks. But kochi machtesh is katana. You can use a small one because that's a shinui. Ube eretz Yisrael, afilu katana aser, because they didn't used to do a lot. In Eretz Yisrael, I guess the minhag was time of the chaver was to just do a bit at a time. So therefore, it is the derech. Okay, m'she'ena yodim achshav mani kris gedolo katana. So we have no idea what's gedolo katana. Yeshles or a call that you shouldn't go ahead and use any machteshes to go ahead and to smash up the wheat kernels. Hagav, Umuter ligvor gvina biyamtav ala klish umori charutz. Now you're allowed to go ahead and use a cheese grater on yamtav, even though you know on Shabbos it's not kedulei karka. So you are allowed to go ahead and grind up cheese, you know, but it has to be can't be with a kli miyuchad.
You're allowed to do it because it's not
kedulei karka. Yeah,
it's not
derisa. It's not derisa. It's not kedulei karka. It's not grinding. It's not teichin.
It's not even
also
the
rabbanim
except for
if you use a kli. Other than the chol. But here, by yomtiv, it's mutter. However, since it is a little within the chol, so therefore you should do a little bit of a shinui for using a cheese grater.
The point of the melach was that you could have done it before. We're not saying that about the cheese.
It could be the cheese also. I mean, chore the cheese.
It's not as good.
But since it's not kedulei karka, that's on sheni v'hetzer. Who did matzah? He's below shinui. You want to make matzah meal, and so then you're allowed to do it below shinui. Mishum de'ein tchina ba'ochin shahayu tchunin tchila. Again, the din is by Shabbos ein tchina achat tchina, and you're allowed to go ahead and make matzah meal. The problem is you can't use a kli. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to go ahead and use a kli, because Hekshar Ochel, you're allowed to use a kli. I get a bit of a shinu, I guess, whatever, but that would be mutter. You want to make ground meat, you'd be allowed to use a meat grinder, a hand grinder, but do it with a shinu, however you would do that, you know, do it with your left hand, I don't know, whatever it is, you would be allowed to go ahead and do that. Mutter Adam Limdoi Tablin Litin Mikdera, you're allowed to go ahead and to measure out tavlin for the food. You don't go ahead and put too much pepper in, too much salt, too much any of these things. You're gonna ruin the food, so you're allowed to measure it out. That you don't put too much in. However, the Pesukim do say, however, if a person's derech is to go ahead and to cook without measuring. You know, the chokas between my wife and my daughter about whether you measure or not. Yeah, my daughter says, "Well, you just throw everything in; it comes out great." So if you go ahead and a person cooks and by you know he knows better how much he puts in or whatever, then measuring it would be a problem. Din hachoylev, right? By chaylev, behema shehi omedes la'achila, an animal which is a medicine for achila. If you want to go ahead and milk this cow to get on Yom Tov, im l'kedera she'em ba'ochlin. Also, if it's straight into a kedera that there's nothing there, so then it's neilad. Right? You just put into a bomb, into a bucket. It's neilad, and therefore be also to use. Yesh ba'ochlin mutter. However, if there is if there's ochlin, you don't see the milk, it's nivla into the other food, so it's not, we won't consider it nylon, and that's mutter.
Nothing to do with dash.
Dash would be mutter again. So ochel nefesh, it would be mutter. I don't know, you want cereal? I don't know about cereal, but whatever, you want fresh milk for cereal. Oh, sheyesh ba piruin v'chalav nivla behem, or if you have crumbs and you want to make matzah bry, so you milk into the matzah and whatever, so then that would be okay. V'chalav kol tzono, that if you want to milk all your cattle, all your sheep, lo hutar v'nei prusa, It's not matter to go ahead and well, I need some for the kli, so I'll put it in the kli and I'll just milk it. It doesn't work.
50-gallon drum with
right.
A little bit of cereal on the hook.
Right. Any Yehudi achol behem yomtav Yisrael v'ayu, right? And any Yehudi who's milking and a yid is watching him, right? Because otherwise it wouldn't be chol Yisrael. Yesh lahakel, that you can be meikel to go ahead and to, and because there's no nola by a goy. We don't say there's nola by a goy, especially here that he said there is a heter, the empty thing, but there are achrenim who do say that you still need to put into food. Even though it's only la'achila for goyis, the same din as by Yisrael. However, the meaning is the hokel and yantav sheni for goyis to milking a cow. We mutar loymar a yehudi lachlov behemasai b'shavis. If it's mutter to tell a goy to be cholev his animal Shabbos ayin la'el, whether it's mutter or not, the emir la'akum and mutter the hami cholev alasos gvina v'yantav and looking l'kaman, whether you're allowed to go ahead and make cheese on yantav. I think maybe we'll stop here.